Right now, we're catching up with head coach Ty Draney. Coach Draney, thanks for catching up with us. Appreciate that.
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, hey, I think I let you down more than you let me down. So
I totally spaced it. I just got out of the mountains.
You know what? And I knew that's where you were. I did. I didn't even have to think. I'm like, he's out running. He's out running, yeah. Doing his thing. But that's,
we're just tromping around in the snow. So too late? Do you get,
no,
do you,
let's
just in time?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about indoor track here. Kind of, we'll come back.
Okay.
We'll come back to bowl game stuff. In fact, I'll even let you pick a who you think's going to win today if you want. But the indoor track season coming up on January 2nd, and it's such a crazy thing because you get into the holiday season, you kind of go into a different mode, you go into hibernation maybe even a little bit mentally, and then, oh, back to school, January 2nd, new year. By the way, I hope you've been running. Talk to us about how indoor track differs from some of the other things that you coach, because you coach cross country and then, of course, the outdoor season as well.
Well, you know, I think they all link together pretty nicely. You know, it's taken a few years to kind of figure out the ebbs and flows and how all that works, you know, especially with the distance kids. But, you know, I have really, really good help. And we've had some meetings and we've kind of got some things going and get a little stuff for preseason. And then, you know, it kind of turns into a long, long season by the time we go, you know, in contrast, though we don't start, you know, their Thanksgiving weekend like the other winter sports, that we, you know, when they're finishing in that first week of March, we're wrapping up, you know, on Saturday, driving back from state meet in Gillette, and then on Monday, the outdoor season starts. And so, you know, kind of how we periodize and how we take care of our kids has, you know, a little bit to do with you know, linking all those and pulling that together. So, yeah, but really, really excited. You know, there's been a few changes that kind of shake things up on the state level. And so we're looking forward to getting down to business and getting some competitions under our belt.
Well, if you don't mind, Coach, kind of walk us through some of those changes, because I feel like I misspoke earlier. Kind of tell us what's on tap.
The biggest thing is they're actually dividing it
into
two groups. How they decide that or who decides that, sometimes I'm not entirely sure. I know there's a push from the other coaches around the state. But there's going to be for the first time ever, they have enough participation. There's going to be they've divided the top 10 schools, are going to be the 4A teams, and everybody else is going to compete as the 3A teams. And so, you know, kind of a unique opportunity because, right now we're the 11th biggest team in the state. And so, that puts us kind of at the top of the pile, you know, school population wise. And so some opportunities there, to be in, so, you know, to still get to compete with the Cheyenne Centrals and the Sheridans. And they, you know, their numbers have been so big and they've been so dominant over these years. It's going to be interesting to see, be back on the level like the old days, competing with, you know, Cody and Powell and some of those teams. So that's probably the biggest change. You know, I wish I was announcing, you know, we had a new facility or something. That's what I wish we were. So hopefully before I get retired or fired, we'll be able to announce that too. But so yeah, some unique things there. So as we look in, you know, kind of dissecting as a coaching staff and looking how we're always trying to score all the points we can. You know, it becomes, when you know you're in the running, it becomes a little more strategic, I think, and we end up asking a little more out of the kids as we come down to that state meet.
It's kind of funny. We've obviously had a lot of conversations when we do our topics on what people would do with the lottery money. I get the impression that's what you would do with yours, is you would facilitate some kind of indoor.
Yeah. We've had that discussion at home. I probably have to, you know, spend the other part of that, you know, settling a divorce papers with my wife.
Yeah, maybe.
That's where the money went. It would be awesome, you know, if we could make that happen. I know that, you know, upkeep and all that stuff, but, you know, a guy has got a dream, especially when it's below zero outside, right?
Well, I gotta say, Coach, I feel like that might negatively impact the toughness of the outdoor running kids. They,
I see them running down the road,
and I'm just like, those guys are gonna, those are the survivors of the zombie apocalypse. I've brought that up many times.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they'll still have plenty of time for that, you know, especially, you know, to have a place for our field events to throw. So, you know, we're not knocking holes in the sheetrock at various places around town. And some of those things that, you know, maybe if I was better at math, maybe we could come out and afford it just from the things we end up repairing from errant shot puts and things like that. But, maybe I'll have to work on that angle with the district.
Let's talk about some of the schedules, some of the events that you have coming up early on. What's cool about indoor track is you guys get to really see some neat venues. You get to go down to the Olympic Oval in Kearns. You get to go over and run on the oval over at Simplot for the Simplot Games. Kind of talk to us about some of those venues and how it differs from some of the things that you see in the outdoor.
Well, the biggest thing I think is, we go to the different universities because A, they have the facilities. You know, for the longest time, the Simplot track was the only show in town, and it's still one of my favorites. You know, to get over there on the boards and that old school wood track, and to spin them, and nostalgic for me from college and some of my time, and have run many a lap there over the years. But to get to the different universities, but it's not a sanctioned sport in Utah or in Idaho, and so you get a lot of club teams and a little bit different setup, but it allows us some flexibility to get down there. You know, they invite us down for their unofficial state championships at the Kearns meet, and the nice thing about that facility is it's you never get too warm, right? They can't melt the ice on the inside, and so it's nice and cool, and the wind isn't blowing. It's kind of like outdoor track, but without any wind. You don't have to do quite as many turns, and we're getting started the way the schedule fell this year. We're getting started a little bit later. We're not going to, couldn't find a place to compete that very first, meet, or that first week, I should say. So we're going to actually it'll be that next week. We'll be headed to Provo and so we're just clicking them off and kind of find out where our kids are at, and again start working towards that that state meet in Gillette.
Since you've been the head coach of you've won a lot of championships as a coach over the last decade plus in a lot of different programs with outdoor track and cross country and in terms of the strength of the program, it's typically come from the distance runners, and you can kind of see that maybe happening this year. Obviously, congratulations, your guys winning it all in the 4A class just a couple of months ago. How do you feel like those guys, and maybe I guess we kind of, I don't want to skip over this the field event guys, but what do you feel like you have coming back on both boys and girls, and where do you feel like maybe they fit in competitive wise in what you might see in the indoor season?
We know Cody is always super well prepared, you know, the title after title, especially if they've won on the girls' side, and we know the speed that they have on the boys' side, from their football team and the talent that they have there, and so that, you know, I think is going to be our biggest matchup. You know, as far as the distance side, we have some depth. Jace Burton's going to run indoor with us. He didn't run last year. You know, Javi's actually, you know, getting his man muscles and had a great fall, and Peter and a bunch of these other kids are coming along. Throw a little wrinkle in it. Owen Burnett is, he just signed at UW. Mm-hmm. He's going to be running indoor for the first time ever. So that's going to give, he and Hobby can go be a little prize fighting.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Go toe to toe and, push each other along. And so I see kind of where our, as far as strengths and weaknesses and depth right now, I think, we'll be relying heavily on that side, but we also have some experience with the field events, Colt throwing the shot. Some of these guys that are, I think, going to find themselves in a good spot, and they can kind of complement what we've got going on with our distance. And on the girls' side, I think it's a little bit flipped, and we're going to, you know, look to score in some relays. And then we've got that solid bunch back of our sprinters with Cammy Merritt and that crew that, you know, finished so well. Best of the best in with the state in the 4x4. And so again, we're kind of parceling that out and figuring out, it was like kind of see them kind of complementing each other that way, that I think on the girls side, that will be our strength is some of those speed events. And then, you know, we'll fill in behind trying to figure out what points we can get, with the girls, with the distance and with our field events. And, you know, Coach Clove has done an amazing job and, getting them up to speed early, and said, you know, we've had some kids really have some success there. Wyatt Moore's, some of those guys that have really thrived under kind of the system that he's set up. And so, it's always fun to have a shot. Like I say, it's a little bit different mentality than when you know you're just going there to, you know, for individual titles and things like that. So, we just kind of keep prodding, directing, and try to stay healthy and feel like we have the horses. We just got to make sure as coaches we don't screw it up.
You talk about Coach Clove, one of those guys that he's always busy behind the scenes coaching something, whether it's football or track or a lot of different things. Let's talk about your staff, not just for the indoor, but for the outdoor season, because you always defer to your staff and you say you've got some great coaches that help the programs along the way.
So indoor, our staff right now, we'll have Coach Clove, like I say, yeah, he is the coach's coach. Like he does so much for the football programs, and then like I say, building our speed for our indoor and outdoor programs. Coach Balls, who might be the only person on the planet that's busier than, any of us, but fills in, you know, not only for us during indoor, helping with our jumps and field events, but does the middle school during outdoor track. We got lots of experience, like I say, and lots of guys who do a lot of coaching with Coach Young, coaching our throws. Ballard, who, you know, now keeps getting more and more on his coaching plate in what is 42nd year or something that he's coached at Starlight High School.
Just getting warmed up.
Just getting warmed up, but yeah, nice addition this year for indoor especially, and I think also for outdoor. We'll see how it shakes out. Is Kevin Bruff is going to be back volunteering and helping us, you know, and he's still up on that record board on the boys 4x400 team, so that's going to be a huge help for us as we kind of herd the cats with when we get 80 kids and three coaches. It always becomes a little bit of a numbers game, and his help's going to help us a bunch with his experience. You know, after his career here, he spent some time competing down at Utah State, and so we're looking forward to getting reacquainted with him and having him help us out too, and that'll allow us to better, you know, serve the different groups, and so we're not spread quite so thin as a staff.
One of my favorite track pictures, actually, Kevin diving for the baton, diving
right
on the track, trying to win back in the day. Cause you know, that's going to hurt. You know, it's going to hurt when you dive.
That's what I say. My dad always said, it's, you know, those falls, it's not the falling that hurts. It's the sudden stop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It sounds like a lot of fun. And, coach, I think you got to really, be satisfied and pleased with, I mean, it wasn't that long. I mean, I keep saying that, but it has been a little while now. But, you know, when indoor track first got started, just a handful of kids and, you know, a dozen or so, and now you're talking 80 kids. And you've mentioned this in the cross-country ranks as well. It's got to be kind of satisfying because not everybody's going to be out there getting the state record or competing for state championship, but the kids are getting something out of it if you're getting that many to come out and compete. Especially during the winter months, just maybe finish up with that thoughts on that mentality.
Well, you know, we were just having that conversation this morning, actually, traipsing around in the mountains. You know, I think that it is satisfying to know that we're serving a lot of kids. A lot of kids are being able to have some experiences that they maybe hadn't otherwise. You know, I think the things that they can learn through sport, hopefully give them a few tools to, for when they have real serious challenges that they'll face later in their life. I think it's always been kind of my coaching philosophy is, to steal from a coach, a distance coach that I admire. He says a coach's job is to give them roots and wings, right? To give them, and hopefully they have a lot of good memories they can look back on and also a few tools to take on those challenges that life presents as they go forward and life gets way harder than running outside in the cold in Star Valley in January. So that's kind of the long-term goal down the way. And I think the best way to do that is to push them along and to try to win and try to be competitive so that, they can learn those things.
Well, Coach Draney, we appreciate you and your staff and your efforts, and I wish you the best of luck as official practice for indoor gets underway on Monday. And, also wish you, warm feet and hands as you run out there, and make sure you always come home, okay?
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Dal.
All right. Thank you very much.